welcome back to the ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Melissa Hurley, editor of the European Glycol Ether Report, and with me today is Lily Chang, editor of the Glycol Ether Report in Asia. Today we're going to look at the impact of the new Sadara butyl glycol facility on a global scale and delve into the possible outcomes for Asia and Europe. So Lily, thanks for joining us today. What does the increase in global supply mean for the Asian market?
Thanks, Melissa. This is indeed a timely topic, as I understand the first Asia-bound butyl glycol shipment from Sadara has arrived in China and South Korea in late July, according to market sources. This means that competition is intensifying in Asia as producers are determined to fight for their market share. This is especially true for China, a key market in Asia. Supply is ample, with producers from around the world, the US, Europe and Asia, competing to sell to China. Regionally, Taiwan's upcoming new butyl glycol plant, Oriental Union Chemical Corp, will also add to the supply. Dow Chemical, that markets Sadara's cargoes in Asia, will likely export from both US and Saudi Arabia into Asia in the near term. However, materials from Sadara are not subjected to anti-dumping duties in China, making more sense for Dow to sell more from Sadara in the future. Sadara is also closer to the market and can provide faster delivery. Currently, Dow spot cargoes are largely offered and discussed once a month in China, but with supply from Sadara, spot discussions can be more regular and frequent. There will likely be a period of adjustment and price correction. Some market players with more pessimistic view even believe that some players might be squeezed out from the competition. This is because the demand in China is not enough to absorb these volumes. China imported about 165,000 tons of butyl glycol in 2016, according to data from China Customs, which represents more than 70% of Chinese consumption. Sadara's 200,000 ton per year capacity is more than what China can import in a year. Demand for butyl glycol in China has also been hit by stricter environmental checks being conducted by the Chinese government on manufacturing plants since the start of the year. Also, demand is currently slow amid the low summer season. However, it is important to note that dynamics in domestic China plays a large part on import discussion. Spot prices tend to follow domestic yuan-denominated price trend, which is largely led by domestic Chinese producer Dynamic Tianning and feedstock price movements in China. For Southeast Asia, although it is a smaller market as compared with China, competition will also be intense, with the regional producer Malaysia's Petronas seeking to maintain their dominant market share. Supply from Sadara would likely reach Southeast Asia in August, according to sources. So I'm also interested in what this market development will mean for the European market, Melissa. What are your thoughts on the situation?
Europe has been anticipating the arrival of material from Sadara for a long time, and players are also expecting volumes to hit the market in August, although there has been talk of material coming at the end of July, but the majority of the market believe that they'll see volumes in August. Traditionally, there is a summer slowdown over the holidays during the end of July and August, and because of this, that this could put more pressure on spot prices. There's also been quite good demand in the coating sector in Europe, which has actually been keeping the market balanced recently. Previously, some sources said that even when product starts to arrive from Sadara, it may take some time for the volumes to reach sufficient levels to have an impact on European market conditions. One source said that it already views the EG market in Europe as long in terms of supply, and added that Europe has been a net exporter of the material. As a result, Europe's BG export demand could be affected as the volumes from Sadara are going to increase global competition. There is a view there will be a bigger impact on the European market in 2018, but some do not think that it will change the market much anytime soon. Imports from the US into Europe have been lower this year, which could balance out the effect of additional volumes available to the European market from Sadara, and we'll have to see how the markets unfold over the coming months, but it is likely that this additional supply will have an impact on prices globally. Make sure you join us next time for further market updates or catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Melissa Hurley.